Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron is not with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we're talking again with Faith Louise Cooper. Faith Louise is a patient advocate for two conditions, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She's joining us today to talk about her experiences during COVID.
Hi, Faith Louise.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a while, but you know, I'm glad you could join us today. And I was wondering, so did you end up getting infected with COVID-19?
I have not gotten COVID-19 yet.
Okay.
And hopefully do not.
Okay, good.
Good.
Well then, how has the pandemic and just shutdown and everything affected you and your health and your mental health? Because it's been rough on a lot of people.
Well, it affected a lot of things. You got the gym shut down, and I had some of my symptoms are similar to the COVID symptoms. And so I had to get tested for COVID at one point. So it delayed my start of physical therapy with an Ehlers-Danlos specialist. Mm-hmm. Those were some things, because strengthening is important for us to strengthen our muscles, because the collagen makes it so, we're so unstable. Mm-hmm. So that's one way. Mentally, the isolation has been hard. You don't get to see anyone, so you're doing this alone. And then I have a sister who also has a chronic condition, and she had lack of health care when she needed it, and that so I have that concern with her as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's rough, but yeah. I'm glad that you're getting, so are you going to physical therapy now?
I am not currently, because my health insurance says we're not going to cover any more visits for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a shame when they limit.
I have exercises to do at home.
Okay.
And so when I moved up to Michigan, it was mostly the PT wasn't with a specialist, and it was mostly like doing the exercises and stuff I can do at home.
Okay. Well, now that you've done it with the therapist, you at least have an idea of what you could, you couldn't do, and you can just continue on your own.
But yeah, let's ask. So, Lita, how do you do at physical therapy on your own? I mean, it's tough, right? It's tough to do on your own.
Horrible. My aunt, she. I had it fixed, and then I went for physical therapy, rotator cuff repair, and my aunt did not have hers repaired, but she went for physical therapy, and God bless, she does her exercises every day.
I'm thinking, Faith Louise, you and Lita can get, have like accountability for one another.
I'm not good at doing it on my own.
I did start a Facebook group, and the idea is at least on Wednesday, I would post and say, have you done your physical therapy?
Excellent.
Which means I have to do it before I can post.
Excellent.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Well, Lita, you can join my Exploring Beyond Facebook page.
I will. Okay. Exploring Beyond. All right.
Is it Exploring Beyond or Explore and Beyond? Or am
exploring.
I getting...
Exploring.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, I need that.
Yes. It's Exploring the Beyond.
Exploring the Beyond. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Facebook.
Awesome.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we're going to be speaking with a guest later today that she documented her journey, her healthcare journey through TikTok. And by documenting it daily, it encouraged her to continue and to continue. And I think that's what we all need, is something to push us a little bit more. And I'm going to join your Facebook group. Faith Louise, were you able to get the vaccine, the COVID vaccine?
Yes, I was able to get the vaccine. I traveled the 2 hours to my parents' house to get it, because I I was having trouble getting an appointment here and I could get one there. And I didn't know when I would get one.
Where do you live?
I live in Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
And there was no place there to get a COVID vaccine?
They weren't opening. They were only 59 and up, and those with an auto.
Oh, okay. Autoimmune.
With certain conditions, and neither juvenile arthritis or Ehlers-Danlos was on the list.
Okay. Okay.
But I could get it earlier with my parents because I said just that autoimmune condition, since juvenile arthritis is an autoimmune condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I could get it there.
Okay. All right. Good. Very good. Excellent. Glad to hear that.
That's rough, though. I guess, you know, you did what you had to do.
Right. Right.
That's a long drive for someone with Ehlers-Danlos.
Yes. Yeah. And so this is dedication. This is somebody that knows what she has to do to get better, and she is doing
it. Yes. You are an amazing patient advocate.
You are somebody to look up to.
Yes. Well, that's why we're talking with her.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
I have a question. Can you give our listeners a bit of a recap about juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and EDS and how they affect your daily life? And did that change during the COVID pandemic?
The juvenile rheumatoid arthritis is what I was diagnosed with. It has changed to juvenile idiopathic arthritis. Mm-hmm. Or you can just talk in general about juvenile arthritis, which is basically the fact that children get arthritis as well, and you can get it as young as birth. And there's a lot of painful joints, stiff joints, especially in the morning. And it is an autoimmune, so I have an overactive immune mm-hmm. system when I'm not on treatment for it. And then Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a genetic condition where my body produces faulty collagen. And there's collagen in every single part of your body. So it means I have to keep... because it's what keeps you together. That means I have to do, like, it takes me three times as much effort to do anything because I have to tighten, I'm tight and loose and tight instead of just, you know, going from loose to tight mm-hmm. to take a step, as well as other things because I have dysautonomic orientation. I have an overactive autonomic system. Mm-hmm. Everything's magnified for 15%, so I have to actually be extra careful, diligent about my mental health as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's do any of your joints like pop out as well because of the Ehlers-Danlos?
Yes, they pop out on a regular basis.
And does that make the arthritis worse, or?
That's a good question.
So a lot of times, actually, the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome causes the arthritis.
Oh, okay.
Because of all that rubbing,
right?
Things like carpal tunnel. Like I was scooping out something and it just twisting. Yeah, they pop out on a fairly regular basis.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't thinking about that, but the two combined,
yeah,
double whammy.
Yeah.
Faith, have you had any tests, procedures, or surgeries during the pandemic?
I've had a lot.
Oh.
I have had ultrasounds, MRIs, CAT scan, two x-rays, ultrasounds, yeah. Endoscopic colonoscopy, and a VNG, and echoes and a stress test.
Wow. Yeah, you've been busy. I hope those were easier to get into than the vaccine.
Well, the x-ray was actually kind of difficult to get into because it was a chest x-ray and they were asking questions about COVID and, you know, coffee. I'm like, I'm here to get a chest x-ray. Of course I've got chest symptoms.
Right.
And finally, it took a little bit, but I actually was able to get in. My doctor wasn't even sure they would let me in to get the chest x-ray, the first one. The second one was in the ER.
Oh, so okay.
Not as much of an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go to the ER, though. That's rough. What has been the most difficult part of having a chronic condition during the pandemic?
One of the most difficult parts about having chronic illness during the pandemic is just the frustration of people not thinking of others and complaining and not wearing a mask or not getting a vaccine. You don't get it for yourself. You get it to protect your community and those weaker in your community. So because they have not done that, mm-hmm. and then others aren't allowing accommodations for people who need to be protected, I'm even more isolated and haven't been able to go to church or that. So I not only wear a mask though for myself mm-hmm. and for my sister who's extremely immunocompromised, but also the small businesses that can't stay open if this comes back up. But it's not for yourself. It is for others that you do it. And you wear a mask because you don't know if you're sick or not.
Right.
That's great advice.
Good. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
I don't know where you went, Jean.
Oh, I went around the block and came back.
Okay.
Have you found it more difficult to get in to see your doctor? I mean, you've obviously had a number of tests done, but have you been doing, you know, like televisits at all or that kind of thing?
So it has been difficult for two reasons. Okay. One, not only do I need to prove that I am sick enough for them to see me and take me seriously and not get gaslighted, but now I have to prove that I am well enough and I just don't have COVID. So it's like this double advocacy every time, and it increases the stress.
Sure.
The other thing is some specialists stopped seeing patients during COVID. Neurology is one of them. I needed to get in to see neurology mm-hmm. since I moved back up to Michigan, and they weren't. I had one in June, put mm-hmm. in for June, and then mid-July they still hadn't even reviewed my referral, and they weren't seeing, they're already booked out till November. I did talk and get a referral to another doctor an hour away, neurologist, so I could get in mm-hmm. beforehand, but now I'm driving an extra hour because of the pandemic causing a closure of departments like neurology.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
Have they offered you televisits, or because they have to do all of the testing, you know, like for the evaluation, do you have to be there in person?
For an initial visit with neurology, they do stuff and you have to. Mm-hmm. I have had televisits. Partly, you know, the first time when you go through the things, you've got some of the symptoms you have to, and rheumatology was doing televisits at the beginning.
Okay.
I had a follow-up appointment where it was mainly just questions, and I was able to do a televisit, which meant I was able to get squeezed into my primary schedule, considering you can't get in for two weeks for anything in my primary, and a new, like in November, they said new patients weren't being seen until August of the next year. And that is actually not that much. That's a little bit more stretched out, like a couple of months, but that's how it is here in Michigan.
Wow.
Without the pandemic, is there such a large, because there's not enough,
they're overwhelmed, right?
They're overwhelmed. There's not enough primaries or particular types of doctors in general in the right location.
And I mean, and we're talking about, I don't want to sound.
You're talking about the U.S.
We're talking about
a certain level of care.
What we would consider to be a
advanced
society, and we're not doing very well at keeping up. Can you just imagine people
where you have to, we've spoken with some people who have to travel out of country to get medical care, and it's
horrible.
You're essentially doing that. You have to travel, you know, hours to get care. That's very rough.
Yeah.
And it's rough when you have a chronic health condition.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, but it's not even everywhere. Like Michigan, it's an extended, but I was able to get in like next day for a new client when I was in California or Texas.
Okay.
So it's, the problem isn't like, it is the same. We don't have the same level of care for everyone. Those mm-hmm. in Michigan should get the same level of care as those in Texas or California.
Right.
Maybe the state can offer incentives to kind of draw healthcare providers to the state.
Yeah. Boy, that's amazing. Faith Louise, what have you found to be the most helpful when you're having a bad symptom day or to put it another way, when your pain is unmanageable, some people say meditation helps. Some people use ice or heat. I know your joints get inflamed or sore, but besides medication, pharmaceutical, what do you do to help the pain?
Well, one is I listen to my body and I try to pace myself. So if I have a really good day, not to overdo it, mm-hmm. to help with that. But I rest a lot of times lying down because I get headaches with it. Modifying what I'm doing. I find breathing, I do a breathing visualization of mm-hmm. my body healing and the pain leaving as I breathe out. So I breathe in and out. I use a combination of heat okay. and ice, okay. as well as taping or bracing of joints if it's joint related.
Okay. 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 All right.
And I also use herbal teas. I use tart cherry juice, and then I have holy basil tea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She's taking notes.
Yeah, I am.
Are you able to tape your joints yourself, or do you normally have that done at a physical therapy or by a physical therapist?
Well, I had it done in physical therapy, and I asked them to teach me.
Okay.
So that I could do it, because I wanted to learn skills to be able to take care of my joints even when I'm not in physical therapy, because I knew at some point I would not be in physical therapy anymore.
Right, absolutely.
And with
I just want to back up one
okay,
second.
Go
you
ahead.
Were talking about headaches and having to lay down and rest. Have you been evaluated for cranial cervical instability?
I asked about several of those when I went to the neurologist, and they said my MRIs didn't show anything.
Okay, point,
oh
point,
oh
point. Okay. MRIs, MRIs.
We recognize the woman from across the table.
MRIs are typically done prone, correct? Laying down?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever had a CT?
When you're laying down, there is no, oh, here's my,
wow.
There is no 8-pound bowling ball pushing down on your spinal cord, okay? Because you're laying down.
It I recommend you off. Don't put a bowling ball on your head.
No,
I understand.
The head weighs about 8 pounds.
Well, the same as a bowling ball.
Yes. I see. So what Jean had to have done specifically to test this was to do an upright MRI. So they do have facilities where you sit up to do the MRI.
But that can be tough to get because it's an extra expense for health insurance. So they don't always.
I don't think it is. Not at all. I think you just have to find one.
It's at least $4,000.
No, it's not an extra expense. It's an MRI, MRI, MRI.
$4,000, $4,000, $4,000.
Check into it.
Okay.
Because, or the other
ask
thing is,
your healthcare provider.
Ask your neurologist to just, okay.
I'm all right, just, yeah, get off your high horse.
I'm going to get off my high
take
horse.
Take off your bowling ball hat.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I did ask about it. So I had recently moved, so she wants to see all my other, mm-hmm. all those tests that I had done in Texas, she wants to see them beforehand, the EKG
sure.
and EMG, before right. she does any additional testing or
okay.
determination.
Okay, but you might need a specialist in Ehlers-Danlos, a neurologist that specializes in Ehlers-Danlos, because there's a lot of tendons and ligaments in your neck, and those also might be lax, and that might be causing your headaches. And that might be why when you lay down, you feel better.
But we're not doctors.
All right,
nor
do
we play doctors on TV. So we're going to let your doctors diagnose you.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
All right, go ahead.
When do you have any issues when you do get when you do use taping to help with stability? Does it affect your skin at all because of the Ehlers-Danlos? Like, do you have to be extra careful when
yeah.
removing it?
I have problems with it sticking to my skin.
Oh.
So it just comes off.
Oh,
I have
okay.
to get a I have to get a spray for it to stick to my skin.
Oh, okay.
But I don't necessarily have those issues because it doesn't actually stick.
Okay. Well. All right. All right. Well, that's good. At least you don't have to have wounds or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. At least it's not, causing damage. Okay.
So what role has self-care played in your daily routine? How do you maintain friendships during the lockdown? What do you do for yourself internally?
Well, self-care is important. I put my health as my number one priority.
Oh, good.
It's simple things like if I'm tired, I take a nap if I can. Sometimes you can't because you're in the middle of a work day working full time. I make sure that I do something fun that I enjoy on a weekly basis.
Good.
Keeping up with friendship. Well, the whole, most of the pandemic, I was new to a place. So I hadn't had friends, but it was always a lot of them are spread out. Like my best friend is in Vietnam. My parents are here. Parents were in Michigan. And so we had already started doing Facebook Messenger video and playing Yahtzee online. So that connection
is
still been there. Nice years. I've got a big porch or deck, so you can stay 6 feet apart if we
get together.
Come here. So trying to do things outdoors where you can do the 6 feet, but there's a lot of video chatting and phone calls. I probably spend most of my time with my sister. Is probably the most I call her pretty much every night. It feels off when we don't have our nightly.
That's very nice.
That's very nice.
And have you been able to work from home?
Yes, I've been fortunate. They requiring us to work from home. I work on a job that can be done from home. It's just that the system's a little slower because everybody's working from home.
Oh, sure.
But I had just started beforehand because they didn't have a desk for me yet. And I was where I was squatting, they needed someone else to sit there. So I had started working from home shortly before the pandemic hit. And I'm really hoping that I can at least part-time, if not permanently, stay working from home.
Sure. Okay. Sure. And actually, we're going to talk with someone later today as well who is trying to encourage people with chronic health conditions to work from home and work on flexible schedules. And what you were saying about taking a break when you need it, I think that's one of the hardest things to learn is when to go ahead and take a break and how not to overdo it when you do feel good.
Right.
So I applaud you.
A lot of people just have this, in the back of their mind, I have to stay up. I have to do this. I have to do that. Oh, no, not me. I'm right with you. If you need to lay down, lay down, right?
Yeah, but it's hard to learn that you can do that and that you need to do that. So that's fantastic that you're at that stage and that you got a head start on everyone with the Facebook and other online groups and gaming online and the work from home.
Right. So, and now she's exercising with a group from home. And I'm
right.
going to
doing the PT.
Group.
Yes.
Right. PT.
Yes.
I love it.
PT accountability. I love it.
Well, and my main social network outlet right now is Toastmasters International. And they have been so inclusive. And they were quick to go online, and there's going to be a hybrid format for but having that connection of people that meet on a regular basis working together on their professional development, that's been my social outwork honestly during the pandemic, because that has been online.
Oh, and it's also you get to, like you were saying, it's a professional development thing. So that's fantastic.
Right.
You're a really wonderful resource. Yes. Thank you for all that. Yeah. We're going to ask you next about any tips, hints, or tricks is a lightning round.
Right.
So you're already supplying a million tips, hints, and tricks. And Lita's taking very careful notes.
I am. I've got a lot of notes already.
Yes.
All right. So here we go.
Okay.
Number one. Why is a lightning round show? We're gonna
portion of the show.
Yes, we're gonna give you a prize at the end.
I was gonna say we sent someone a prize before and they said no, thank you, and sent it back.
Why is a positive attitude important to you?
Positive attitude is important in that you're looking forward, that even if it's a bad time, it's not going to go forward, because otherwise you're going to end up very quickly in a depressive state. And also, no one wants to be around somebody who's always a negative Nelly.
Good. Oh, wonderful answer. Thank you. 10 points.
All right. How do you keep that positive attitude during COVID?
I focus on what I can control, not what I can't control, and moving forward in the future and working towards getting my goals accomplished.
That's another amazing answer. 10 points.
10 points.
Yeah.
What is, I don't know if you meditate, but if you do, what is your go-to meditation guide?
I have a couple of meditation guides that I've gotten from a counselor. Mm-hmm. YouTube videos that I use, because they've got their ones in the beach and water, and I really love the water because you get in it and a lot of the pain goes away.
You're right.
So I use those, and then I've also used the Headspace, but those are the two that I've used.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
10 points. Do you have any tricks for dealing with stressful activity or stressful situations?
I'm actually sharing a lot of stress and anxiety tips currently on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
But the two big ones are focused, like I said before, focusing on what you can control and releasing what you can't control. And making sure you, I said this earlier too, making sure you enjoy something on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna throw in an extra question. What are some of the things that you like to do on a regular basis that brings you joy?
I like to be outside, go for a walk. I've just started run walking.
Oh, cool.
Talking to my sister, and I've done some crochet and knitting.
Oh, wow.
That's not hard on the joints?
I do it for just a little bit, and I've got braces that I use that I put on to stabilize my joints. And I haven't done a lot of it. It's like I've gotten this far.
Okay. All right.
And you can do giant knitting, you know, where it's not as much movement, or you use your arms.
Yeah, but then you got your shoulders in there.
Okay.
All right. What
I'm gonna my joints are gonna be sore
no matter what.
Yeah. Anyways, I might as well be doing something I enjoy.
Right. What do you always bring with you to a doctor's office?
I have a folder with my medical. It's got everything I've gotten in the past year. I just started it, but I always have my family medical history and my up to date medicine.
Oh, yeah.
List.
Good point. Yes. All right.
Fantastic.
What do you use as a distraction during long waits at a doctor's office?
I work on getting things done. I've been working on some classes, holistic classes. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that, studying in the office, catching up on emails, since we have our phones with us 24/7. Get different things done that I need to get done that I can bring with me.
She's a go-getter.
She is.
I play solitaire. She gets things done.
Yeah. Different personality type.
Yep.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot of solitaire in, but yeah, right. Work would be better.
You don't use insulin, so we're not going to use that one.
You already said you use heat and cold.
Right, you use heat and cold.
I don't know where she is.
Give us three of your favorite recreational pursuits besides the walking. I mean, like,
and crocheting and knitting and talking and Facebooking.
Like recreation. You know, like, do you like to fish? Do you like to travel? Do you like to hunt? Do you like to go to movies?
You have some odd recreational pursuits that you just listed. I think she's thinking of Michigan, and automatically her mind goes to hunting and fishing.
Well, I don't hunt or fish. We'll take that off the table.
Okay.
I think I go with my sister, and we've gone downtown St. Joe when there's not major pandemic. So we've gone to like wine tasting. Oh. Hanging out with my sister is probably the biggest one. I do that. I've got Toastmasters and I'm running and walking.
Okay.
And I do bike and swim, but I haven't gotten a place to swim with the pandemic.
Right. Okay. Right. That is kind of hard.
Yeah, you do keep yourself busy. That's amazing.
What
not amazing, but that's fantastic.
What animal best reflects your personality?
I should say zebra since it's the EDS
yes.
awareness, but I'm really going to go with the dolphin.
Okay.
Because I love the water and mm-hmm. swimming, and they're very intelligent and personable animals.
Yes, aww. They are. They are.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I love that. And what do you do, like, if you had the opportunity to do anything in the world, what would you do to treat yourself? If you had any option in the world?
Treat myself? I think that what I really want to do is go to Vietnam and see my best friend. I call her my sister, but she has a new daughter that I have yet to meet. And I would love to go and see her.
Okay. All right. I like that idea.
Yeah. When everything opens back up.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, Faith
Louise. Yeah, they're completely shut down over there.
Yeah. You did a great job. We're going to give you 100 points for that.
And we're not actually going to send you a prize.
Here, catch.
Like I said, the last prize we sent to someone, they sent it back.
Well, they wanted to, but they
couldn't. Okay.
No, yeah.
They also got charged because we sent it to Canada. They got charged in import tax as well.
Yeah.
We felt so bad.
Yeah. It was a big problem.
We have to work on that.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Do you have any additional tips, hints, or suggestions for somebody that has been recently diagnosed with either Ehlers-Danlos or the juvenile arthritis?
Idiopathic arthritis.
Idiopathic arthritis.
My tip, and this would work for any chronic condition, is that you make sure you have continue to advocate for yourself and make sure you have a support system that will be behind you and emphasize with you, but also push you. And if you don't have one of those, please, support system, please reach out to me.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Or join you can join the Exploring the Beyond with Lita.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to join.
Yeah.
Exploring the Beyond on Facebook. I'm right there.
Because, she needs to get that PT in.
Yes.
Well, Faith Louise, thank you ever so much for joining us today. We really, really, really appreciate you taking the time. And as always, you're an amazing inspiration. And thank you for, providing all this information for us and our listeners.
Right. And we'll be putting links on our website for other people to join your Facebook group.
Do you have any other social media accounts that people can follow?
Yes. So I'm on Facebook myself as Faith Louise Cooper. And I just started my Facebook group page, Beyond Empowerment Services, and that's where I've been sharing the stress and anxiety tips, and I'll continue to share different tips for managing chronic conditions on that page.
Okay.
And then I'm on LinkedIn as well as that, the free Facebook group.
Okay. Well, we will definitely be putting links for those on our website.
Yep. Thank you again for joining our show today.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm up.
Yep.
If our listeners want to get me a cup of coffee, I'll be good. If our listeners have any comments or questions related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We're on website, podcastdx.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and now TikTok.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Lita is not a doctor. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. Lita does want to be everyone's grandma, though.
Till next week.